where we discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating to encourage keeping the conversation going in your city and your living rooms across the nation. Really want to get us talking to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man they desire and not the one that they are attracting. Our topic today, the desire to commit, is it mutual or is today's man less committed to commitment? All right, let's get into it. I have to admit, this subject was hard. And the reason it was hard is because it's not a personal view, and I tried to stay subjective. And then when I decided to do further research, the research continued to be even more eye-opening. So I'm going to say this to my sisters, my girlfriends, my ladies that are listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope that you receive this message with an open mind and from a place of love, from a place of facts, life experience, and actually focus groups, real talk. But the response and what you're going to hear on the program may not be what you actually expect, to be honest. Even my own like research and focus groups, it wasn't what I expected. So, commitment, men, today, right? Off the rip. Just being out, you would assume, and you encounter many that perhaps, you know, they are not very much interested in having full-blown, you'll say, either commitments or monogamy or going all the way to walking down the aisle marriage. So I said, let's look at the stats. Let's get some real facts on the table. So let's start there. Another baseline. You know, I believe in my baselines. So pulled up the Statistic Research Department for the U.S. I did a 10-year comparison, 2012 to 2022. Found that 2012, that we had the marriage rate, or it was quantified at about 58 million on an average. Now, was there a decline or an increase? Drum roll. And we are showing 2022, we are actually showing an increase. An increase in marriages, 61 million. We're gonna work on our sound effects. 61 million. So there has been an actual increase in marriages across the United States, all 50 states, in the past 10 years. Now, let's do a caveat. We do understand that more than likely, there are a lot of factors to this. The population probably increased. However, let's also take in consideration COVID. And we could have lost some humans, and there also could have been some divorces. So very subjective, but I'm giving you rough numbers, but it's also hard facts. So right there, I'm just going to say, for those that say that men are not wanting to, or there is no commitment, somebody's getting somebody down the aisle. We're just going to start right there. So then I said, let's go ahead and break it down even further. Well, then why does it feel? Why does it feel then? Why does it feel like there is a lack of commitment or that it is waning? All right. So I said, well, let's break it down by race and origin. When again, we're back into the census. Okay. Census 2022. Broke it down. Whites, Asians, Hispanics, African Americans. For 2022, showing that whites, 67% of whites in 2022 were married. 64% of Asians were married in 2022. 51% of Hispanics were married in 2022. Now, I'm African American. You cannot see me, but I am. I'm not sure if you can tell by my voice. Sometimes you can, cannot. Now, let's talk this part through. You want to guess? For African Americans? Yes, it is lower, significantly lower. African Americans for 2022, it's not devastating, but it is lower, were showing to be married. 39% of the population were married. So you're looking at the final analysis at about 25% less than your average peer, white, neighbor, co-workers across the nation. Again, rough estimates based off of census.gov, right? But still, 25% is more than 25%. That's huge. 67% of our white friends to 39% of your African-American friends. So what is that telling us? It looks like we're still getting married. Looks like wedding planners and event halls are still in business in hotels. It looks like the other cultures, they're still, looks like it's happening for them. They're tipped on the other side. There are more married than less than not married, except for one, just one race, one culture, one ethnicity, African American in the United States. So now that narrows it down a little bit more. So not going to completely get into the beginnings and the ends of that, but because that in itself is a whole nother episode, in my opinion, and I have a lot to say about that. But I think that that probably gives us a lot more. It's eye-opening, right? So when the question is today's man less committed to commitment? Which man you look for, sis? Who you talking about? All of them or only a certain ethnicity or a certain race? If you're pigeonholing yourself into one, perhaps that may feel more like that. However, now let's talk about some of the focus groups I have done. Men across the board, regardless of their race, and this is the truth, innately, because they're human, do want companionship. And they innately do want love, which does require commitment. However, it is a process for a man. They're not born and they do not as a child and they don't normally, right? The majority of them do not normally grow up saying, oh, when I finish school and when I get married and I can't wait to put on that tuxedo and walk down the aisle. And I just, oh, I don't know, my wedding band, it's going to be gold or it's going to be white gold. No, platinum. No, that's not meant. Women do that. We're the ones with Barbie and the Ken and, you know, the Barbie dream house. And we're programmed to think like that. Men are not. Men are providers. They are protectors. So therefore, men are operating in a space of they are checking the box on all the things they need to have in line first prior to getting to that place where, okay, now I can what? What do you always hear they say? Settle down. So men go through phases. So one, the first question I would ask females is, are you meeting men that are in the space, in the mind, in the headspace for a commitment? And then that would be the follow-up question. Well, I would say the follow-up question would be, well, where do you meet such gentlemen? Or where are you going? And is that place that you're going to, is it breeding the type of men that would be in a space looking for a female for commitment that may lead to marriage if that's what you're looking for? Okay. Did a little bit more research. We're going to drill it down even more. This was great. Now, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Been here 23 years, originally from the Bronx, and then raised out in Jersey in my later years. So when looking at across the nation, marriages, the ratio of marriages are lower in cities that have high concentration. Cities evidently are not a great breeding ground for creating healthy marriages, according to the statistics. Again, something else to unpack, for another day. One, it was cities. Two, if you look at the stats, and I'm telling you, go to census.gov, you are more than welcome. It's all right there. The North, less of a ratio for marriages. California, less of a ratio. You have a highest ratio for marriages and a greater opportunity in the Midwest. Number one area, Midwest. Number two area would be the Deep South, except, y'all know this already probably, except Georgia and Louisiana. And I would suspect that has to do with New Orleans and Atlanta pulling them down. And that's it. That's where that comes from. So with that being said, we've looked at the facts. We've talked about the ratios and the numbers. So we are very well aware of the fact that, yes, someone's getting married. They are. And actually, honestly, men want commitments. I've been in Atlanta for 23 years, and I'll be honest, I ain't never had a problem dating, finding somebody that want to be a boyfriend, a husband, to get engaged. That's not the problem. The problem has been, you're not the one for me. So when ladies say they can't find a man that wants a commitment, I often question, well, then who are you attracting? What is it, you know, like, why, how are you attracting those that do not want a commitment? Sometimes that makes the question say, well, what are you giving off? Or perhaps it could be, where are you that those may be the ones that you are meeting, right? It doesn't have to be you. It could be also where you are. Don't know. But thought I would definitely come on and bring some positive, great information. So I think that's actually great information, right? The positive is that, yes, men do want to be committed, even African Americans. I mean, I love being in Atlanta. Atlanta is actually now, it was another article shown for another article for, I can't remember the name of it, but is, I want to say Better Travel. September 2022 was the article, and Atlanta is one of the best areas, best locations for dating now. Not best place for relationships, but for dating, because there's so many singles and there's so many restaurants and so many clubs, okay? For men, the ratio, however, is still lower for women, meaning there's less men and there's more women, especially if you're looking for a heterosexual relationship, then you're ratio is going to be lower. We know that in Atlanta. However, two tips that we could walk away with today. Two tips. One, widen your net. We just saw that there are actually cultures where marriages are happening still, and it's still going strong. So perhaps be open-minded. Would you consider dating outside of your race? Sometimes that's tough because our families have made, and sometimes they've put these things in our head and made us believe we can only, you know, or you may be concerned about what others will think, or will you be attracted? But humans are humans. We're all the same on the inside. And when you get into a marriage, baby girl, it's all the same for the most part. So race, age, your social economic status. You know, if you're white collar and you're corporate, do you have to be with another gentleman that is also white collar and corporate? You do know that men can make good money in blue collar jobs. Don't rule them out. And can we not judge men based off of the car you saw them in the first time you saw them, the shoes they had on the first and second? And don't get me started. It's not like I have not done it, but not if I'm actually looking for a long-term relationship. Get to know the person and take your time with him. It is okay. Where are you going to meet these men? Are you going to clubs? Are you in lounges? Are you going to the same church in the same congregation every single week, sis? If that is the case, I am here to tell you, that may not be the business. Do the same thing over and over again and you get the same result. What does that tell you? Now, moving on from there, how about What if you are sitting in your house all the time? I'm sorry. God is not bringing a man to you. Volunteer, join a club, do something you like, your hobbies, golfing, hiking, take a dance class. Do something that you enjoy. Because if you like to do something, that's a great thing to have in common. You never know. He might like it and join the class as well. It's a great place to meet someone. A mature gentleman that has an interest that you all can have in common and start a conversation. And tip number two. Come from a place of inner prosperity. Now, what does that mean? Inner prosperity is a phrase that we coined at Don't Be That Girl, meaning that from inwardly, from inside, you have everything that you need and you're not looking for a man to fulfill you, to make you whole, to make you happy. You are inwardly prosperous. So you are out here living life, enjoying the journey. If you are meeting gentlemen from a place of, I'm just enjoying the journey of life, I enjoy my life, I enjoy where I am, and if I'm, whether I'm alone or with my girlfriends or if I'm in mixed company, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna have a good time either way. Whether good things happen or bad things happen, I'm going to find the rainbow on the other side. You will attract that same type of energy and you will repel negative and knucklehead energy, okay? What happens often is that sometimes women, especially I feel modern day is the observation, the modern day woman, we get so caught up in our vision, our to-do list, our task, we are very goal-oriented, that we can tend to also take that into the world of dating. So it's time to go out. A woman has gotten her mind. She's ready to get married or is ready to be in the next relationship. And literally, you literally can see it on her, feel it on her, smell it on her. And while she thinks she's being intentional, sisters, I'm telling you, men feel it and they smell it as desperation. You think men don't see you, but they do, and they don't like it. It's not attractive. They are not interested in meeting you. And after they get to know your name and y'all exchange phone numbers, that they can feel that you just want a relationship. Because then their mind, they're thinking, if she just wants a relationship and she just met me, she don't even know me. Then they're thinking, you don't think that I'm special. You just want a relationship with anybody. You hit me up like this, then you hitting up every other brother just like that. Therefore, guess what? Now he done categorized you off the rip. Off the rip. And now that it's a wrap. You have been compartmentalized. And now this is what happens. You've been compartmentalized. And now this is when his carnal desires will kick in. Because now if you compartmentalize, well, now he's going to use you for a short-term need. And that's where it comes in that now the women say, oh, these men, they don't want a commitment. You know, he ain't no good. He just wanted a one-night stand. Oh, he just want to take me on a couple of dates, just this, that, and the other. And I told him that I had intentions. Says you on a third date. Do you barely know the man's middle name? And you ask him what are his intentions? Get to know him. How do you know that this is the intention that you want with him? There's a way to do it without doing it, like saying it, that that's about a relationship that you want with him. There's a way to have that conversation if you want to do it early on, that that's where you want to go in life, without saying that's where I want to go in life with you. Putting him on the spot, making him feel that pressure. When a man knows that you good, that you're not looking for nothing from him, but if he likes you and there's chemistry and he finds you attractive, then he might want to go on that journey, that commitment trip, that relationship, that ride, that train with you. Now he wants to follow you. He wants to pursue you, and that's what you want. You don't want to have to pursue him. So come from a place of inner prosperity, a place where your insecurities are not showing. The only way you can actually get there, though, is you have to work on yourself. You have to spend time by yourself. You have to get to know who you are. And sometimes that is not comfortable. You have to get to a place of uncomfortability. You have to do a lot of introspection. You got to take that time, sis, to stop dating, to stop having physical attachments with gentlemen. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real, for real, for a minute. You do. If you've had your heart broken, if you've had trauma in your life, you have to heal. Because if you're ever going to get to a place where you're actually going to have what you believe is what you want, what you actually desire, you have to do the work in order to get to a place of inner prosperity. Because sis, it is completely worth it. Once you get there, then in a more quicker manner, you will repel the ones that are not needed, and you will attract the ones that you actually want to have around you. So, in conclusion, two tips: widen your net, come from a place of inner prosperity. And overall, yes, men want commitment also. However, hey, you need to make sure that the man that you're talking to or where you're finding them are in that place mentally. Are they there? Are they ready for it? If not, then it's not about men. So, all right. What do you think? Now I'm nervous. No, I'm not nervous. Okay. I mean, either way, you agree, you don't agree. It's all good. I still want to hear from you because it's about the dialogue. We have to have these conversations. I'm telling y'all, our men, our friends, our guy friends, they have so much, our brothers, they have so much to say on this subject. I'm trying to tell you, have these conversations, y'all, in these coffee houses, in these cigar lounges, in your homes, on your deck. Have this conversation. Do men want to commit? Because y'all probably going to find out a lot of women don't want to commit, and they have a problem with that as well. That is for another conversation. Please follow us if you enjoyed this. I really enjoy it, and I'm very happy that you joined me today. Please follow us on Instagram if you enjoyed this. Tell one friend, tell one family member this week. You will find us on Instagram at @mahogany_more. Find us on Facebook at @mahogany_more. And let's keep that conversation going. Let's tune in next week. And until then, everyone, please don't be that girl. And do know, do the work. Come from a place of inner prosperity.